It's Kate, and it's Thursday afternoon at just the right time for I Love This Town. I want to say thank you to the people of the Mendocino Coast, Wallala, Point Arena, all the communities in that area. But the storyteller today, I think we give credit to the ICO. That's the Independent Coast Observer. You know the newspaper. It's all about local. Comes out of Wallala, and on their masthead, it says community commitment since 1969. And if you've ever looked at it, you know how true that is. I'd like to thank them for the front page above the fold photo in the August 4th ICO talking about Harborfest. Now, maybe you know about Harborfest. I'm going to read you part of the story and mention some names today because this is why we love living in a small town. Harborfest in the past, you probably know, has happened in September, and it has raised money for pier repairs and maintenance at the pier, and was not probably going to happen this year because it couldn't get enough money to support it. It couldn't get the city funds and other funds that they were relying on to help raise money to support the pier. So, the story reads like this in the newspaper. Volunteers answer call. Harborfest, slated for September 17th. Taxed city staff and scant resources had this year's Harborfest in Point Arena looking uncertain at best. Monday evening, this would be the Monday before the issue, August 4th, Monday evening, a group of community members gathered at Arena Cove, offering their support and services to ensure the annual event will, again, take place. Past years, Harborfest has done the deed, raising money, significant revenue, with seafood booths accounting for a large portion of the money. And this year, volunteers are needed to procure supplies, prep the food, staff the stands the day of the festival. And local commercial fishermen have also stepped up once again. They've largely shouldered the responsibility historically, but several were in attendance with all those volunteers. And they said, absolutely, we'll be there. Because as one commercial fisherman put it, I rely on the pier. Without it, my business would be devastated. So all those folks that stepped up, including Billy Arana and Joey Rose and Andy Johnson and Craig Bell, they're going to take care of the grilling of the corn and the fish sandwich stand and oyster duty. It's going to be another fabulous Harborfest, and this time it's going to be because people like volunteers from Franny's Cup and Saucer and Councilmember Jim Kugel and owner of Rendezvous Mendocino, Diane Baccaro, will be stepping up with donations, with day of activities, and oh so much more. The meeting and public enthusiasm, a step in the right direction, procurement, food prep, and day of volunteers are still needed. If you're interested in helping out at a true community event, contact City Hall in Point Arena